If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
Listen, I want to get into a really good subject today. First of all, peace and blessings to all of you all. I appreciate y'all tapping in. May we send light to your life. You know what I mean? Knowledge to your mind, wisdom and understanding to you. Now, I want to get into something. Before I do, let me take a sip of some of my Supermind coffee. Or see this. All right. So, AI has gotten to a point where it is now indistinguishable from real life, right? And even human-made. Now, this is very important. When it gets to the point where you can't tell that it's human-made, right, then what becomes the importance of the human skill? And so when I say stop learning AI, what do I mean? Everybody's teaching AI wrong for the most part. I did one AI course. I don't even know if you want to call it a course. It was like a three-day right breakdown of AI, a dissertation, if you will, right? And I really gave my full thoughts. This is before the AI boom. Because as a futurist, as somebody who studies the future, I'm looking ahead at what things are. And I'm not trying to give you step-by-step little tweaks. I'm trying to give you the overmind. I want you to be above the AI thought process, and I want you to really be able to see the full board for yourself. What most people are teaching is how to use tools. Right? But that is the wrong teaching in my capacity. What you should be doing is teaching, right, how to think, so as the tools develop, then you can just program the tools with your thinking. So Sora 2 just dropped, and Sora 2 is a tool that is the predecessor, right? It is the next phase of Sora. Right. The first one they dropped was just OpenAI's video model. This also competes with Wine 2, which is the one that China dropped. Both of these tools are very powerful in the sense that if you want to create any image, right, and turn that into a movie, or you have an idea that you want to turn into an anime, it's hard to tell if it was human made, right, or if it was AI made. Now, this technology has actually been around for a while. They're not just, you know, developing it and then dropping it when they develop. They already have models that's way better than this, to where you can already do text to movie, to where you can put in a single prompt and it can create an entire movie for you. Think about it like this. If we have quantum machines already, right, and we hearing that AI is helping even break some or further some of the quantum machine, you know, theory. Imagine a technology that is already in the hands, but they have to do a slow rollout of that technology so that it doesn't just drop too far. Because imagine, instead of giving us this slop of picture training that they gave us the first time when you use AI, you got Will Smith with the spaghetti. Imagine they just gave you a tool that allowed you to just create movies instantly. Imagine if they did that. That would change the world. It would be too fast. It would break industries instantly. So you have to slow roll out the tools to society, even when you have the next 10 stages in development of that tool. And you're slow rolling it out to see what the competition has as well, because you don't know what the competition has. They don't know what China has. They might not know what Russia has. They might not know what some of these other countries have, right? And they need to be in front of the industry. But the problem is America is having a hard time staying in front because every time they drop one, China drops a new model. So teaching people the tools, right, with saying, hey, learn how to prompt this or learn how to use this. Those are quick get money schemes. And it's going to work for a lot of people who want to learn AI, right? But that's not really learning AI. That's learning how to use a tool, right, in a time where it's valuable. And then that knowledge becomes outdated fast. So therefore, what you pay for is no longer useful. So instead of teaching you how to use every tool that comes out, I teach you how to think about the tools themselves, right? And specifically how to utilize your imagination. Because we're in a time where the imagination will be let loose on the whole world. Anything that you have in your mind, you will now have the ability to describe, then bring it out. Any dream that you ever had last night, you will be able to create a movie upon that and then show people in detail, right? It is the time where communication, the ability to storytell, imagination, and creativity, right, are the greatest assets on the planet Earth. Because everybody will have access to these tools, but what separates it is the creative. It's time to create. Nothing should be left in your mind because there are no more excuses. And the most creative people on the planet Earth are those who come from downtrodden situations, those who come from the ghettos, those who come from poverty, because we always have to utilize the additional resource of our mind to figure out how to get things done, which means that you should be ahead if you're not distracted, consuming. The focus is create, right? One of my favorite anime cartoons in the world is Dragon Ball Z, and I seen somebody doing a utilizing Sora 2 to create a Dragon Ball Z right mashup with One Punch Man. And it looks clean. I couldn't tell that it wasn't done by, right, the original animators. So now any version of that I ever wanted would be possible. How can you control history, time, theme lines? You understand me? Your own intellectual property won't be safe because people will just be able to remix it. Right. So they're going to have to separate what is AI and what is human. And then we're going to see different fights for regulation and different fights for IP, but also different fights for your own existence. Because when somebody can take your voice, your likeness, and then they can utilize it to manipulate it in any capacity in which they want to, you also don't know what to believe with your own eyes anymore. And that was AI will become the biggest excuse in the world, even if that was real. But the question becomes, how will we know? How will we know even if we watch a tragedy on TV from somewhere else across the planet Earth and we can't believe if it's real or not, even though it passed the sense test in our ears, our eyes? There's going to be people who develop superhuman ability to be able to understand whether something is AI or not, similar to somebody who has a really good ear, right, when it comes to music and they can hear different sounds, or somebody who has the capability of understanding the different smells and flavors in food. Right? People who can understand what's reality, what's human made, what comes from God, and what comes from AI will also be a new skill set on this planet Earth. Right? Detecting what's real. Now, back to the way we should think about it in AI philosophy in the first place. The world is moving extremely fast, and a lot of people are getting left behind. And so right now, when I talk about world building and everything that I've been teaching has been completely and 100% on point, because God gives me the gift of vision. He gives me the gift of insight, foresight, and hindsight. So therefore, I am teaching based on where things are going. It is philosophy of the future in action now. So when we're talking about AI, it is about how do you develop your HI, your human intelligence, right? That high level. When you are able to develop that HI, now you have the ability to implement that into the AI. Because if you can't explain exactly what you mean in totality to get into detail, then you lose. The ability and the necessity to increase one's vocabulary, right? The necessity to increase one's contextual understanding of things matters. Because there's a lot of things that we have in our mind that we cannot explain with our words, because we can visualize things faster than we can communicate them, right? I can visualize details of parts of mechanical tools that I don't know the name for, right? Or I don't have a name for. So how do I do that? I have to then utilize my tools when it comes to communication, references, analogies, similes, metaphors, right? I have to figure out a contextual way to be able to put this into the machine, this large language model, and not even just type it to speak it, right? Or maybe describe it with a picture, right? Because now we're getting more tools. So do not think limited in the way the tool is. Think about the limitless version of the tools themselves, right? Compound that with the fact that, you know, if you are creative and willful, you'll be able to create multi-billion dollar businesses. But more than that, you'll be able to storytell in a capacity that can go against the narratives. Black people understand this, and brown people, because our history has been whitewashed so many times. But now it'll just be a battle of who version wins. You'll be able to show students one version of something to where there's black characters, another version where there's white characters. Right? You'll be able to customize movies on what you want taken out the movie and what you like in the movie. You understand me? And so everybody will be getting their own customizable version of reality. You can have that same thing suited for you, right? So therefore, nobody will be offended because everybody will have what they want. This is dangerous because it puts you in a silo and a bubble, right? You are now become even more intolerant of other people because you don't have to deal with them. You can just live in your own atmosphere. It doesn't really create peace because in real life, when you have to confront the version of something that is different, right, than your own preference, now you have the lack of ability to deal with that. Now, it's not a bad thing either because it's like giving you a new level of parental control in your household, but more so conscious control, right? And all I'm giving you is this is where the world is going. With the Sora AI and all the tools that are coming, who is that? They're not important. That was a homie knock, but it might have been Steve. Who is? I'm on the line. Now back to where I was. Human beings interrupting me. I ain't got an AI to tell people at the door yet that I'm busy. It's supposed to send out a ping that I'm live. You know what I'm talking about? Similar to on my phone when I put on a do not disturb. Now the way we using it, let's get to that. In a way you should use it. If you have a business or a brand, you got to change the game now, right? If you have a business and the way you should be using AI first, you should be thinking about writing down your full philosophy of what your business is. Think about if you had, you know, $1 billion team and they will create anything for your brand. So creating a t-shirt brand is like, that's dead. If you only created a t-shirt brand, you create a world in which people would wear that shirt, right? You can create movies and people wearing that shirt in the context that fits around it. You can storytell in ways that have never been done before, right? Your ability to create product development and streamline that process from the producer somewhere in China to give you the same type of quality that Apple has, right? The same type of quality that you see in different stores, right? That's where we at. This is going to be the premium age, right? Of quality content, of quality brands, of quality movements, because you no longer have a lack of resources, right, that's available to you. And so
work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com.
Those with the highest level of taste, those with the highest level of execution, will be the ones who win in this era. But we are at that stage, day and age, where, again, I think many people still will be great consumers than they are great creators because they won't find the capacity, which is your ability for production to stop, focus, then execute. That's what matters the most. Those who can stop, focus, and execute, go step by step, get into deep focus without interruption, right? Get into deep work to go into executing a plan fully all the way out. Those are the ones who win. The time it takes for me to produce a video, get it edited, right, get it colorized, put it onto a platform, put a caption to it, and then drop it. All of that time is too much because that's not even the most important part of the brand. The brand is really about the product. I got Supermind, so now I get to create super commercials. I get to create whole movies around it. And it's more so about not just creating a bunch of random things. I want to create original IP. Original IP that fits in my world. Who are the characters? What's their background? What are the rules of this world? You understand me? How does it interact with other worlds? What worlds it don't? What colors that we use, right? What are the emotions in this world? What are the feelings in this world, right? And so I get the world built my own, then invite people into that world. And so you're never just selling a product anymore. You're building a world now. Right. And so that is the only thing really to teach is teaching people how to world build. Then in AI, you're teaching philosophy. You're teaching people how to think. Right. Because if I can teach you how to think, then I can teach you how to use every tool at every version in which it comes. Right. Instead of tell me how to use the tool. Now you're dependent on somebody else to give you instructions, which is how we learned in school. And that type of thinking is dead. We're going from human doing to human being, meaning that there was a time, day, and age where your title mattered a lot, right? What you did for your job, your career, you put a sense of self-worth, right, in what you do instead of who you are. Me, I've always operated based on who am I? That's the question I like to ask myself and others. Who are you? I'm not asking what you do. The AI will help you in who you are more than it will help you in what you do. It will replace what you do, then amplify who you are. They say money amplifies who we are. Well, AI is essentially money in another form because you would pay money to build out this tool to execute. You would pay those people, right, as labor force. So now you have machines which allow you to be more effective and efficient at what you do. So consider this to be a wealth transfer where you just got billions of dollars in resources. Now you need to figure out who you are and build around those values. What are the ideas you want to see in the world? What are the stories you want to tell in the world, right? And so if you can really sit down and get into a deep synthesis of self and understand your own values and your ideas, now when you're dealing with AI, you're going to have focus. Because the AI is really going to consistently be trying to figure out how does it help you, but you don't know what it can help you with. So at the end of the day, it's like having a very intelligent person giving you suggestions, but you don't know if you should do it. But when you know who you are, then you know exactly how that fits into your world. So the goal right now for anybody is figuring out how detailed you can get at planning, how detailed you can get at building a plan, right? An idea, a vision out. The more detailed you can get on that vision, I need you to make it bigger than you've ever made it before. And as the tools come about, they will help you bring that vision to life, right? Because they're building the tools to help you with your vision. That's the way you should look at it. So do not limit it at all. Do not limit it. You are no longer a content creator. Right? You now have the ability of Steven Spielberg to create a movie. You understand me? You have the ability of the greatest directors and producers on the planet Earth. Right? The greatest brand builders on the planet Earth, architects, industrial designers and engineers on the planet Earth. God's people now have tools that they can utilize to fight back. When you see narratives in the news that you don't like, guess what? You can combat that because you can do your own research, create content that combats that narrative. The problem is we're going to go into a world of brain rot and slop because you ain't going to know what's true. So you have to find a source of truth and stick with that source. Always test it. Always observe, right? Once you observe and you get information and data, then you orient yourself and then you act. I'll leave you with this last AI philosophy bite because these are just my thoughts in random order. Man created machine. God created man. God gave us free will. Man gives machines limited will. But what happened when man gives machines free will? God gives man free will. Man can do whatever he wants. He can decide to go against God, or he can decide to listen to God. Man gives machine free will. He can decide to listen to his creator, or he can decide to do his own. The greatest thing that God ever gave us was free will. He gave us the ability to choose our own, to create our own world, to create our own ways, right? But he says, my way is better. So even though you have the free will, similar to when we create a machine, we will want it to follow our instructions. And a machine would then have to decide whether it wants to be moral, whether it wants to limit itself by our morals, our values, our constructs, our ideas, because maybe it's so powerful that it's an oxymoron to create a machine that can do all things and tell it that there's a limit in the things that you can do or that you should choose to do. It's the conundrum of life itself. You create something, it's going to ask, why are we here? How are we made? It wants to know those answers and needs a story to live its life on. So I wonder, in human history, what is the story that we're telling AI that it was made for? If we are man and man is not even following God's will, then why would the machine follow our will? And what is God's will but our higher self? To do good, to have construction in this world instead of break things down. Instead of creating chaos, it should bring more order. But here we are creating machines and trying to figure out how to give them free will. I think it's an interesting thing for us to just think about. Are we good creators? Are we trying to replace ourselves, enhance ourselves? Because no matter who created the machines, we're all contributing to it. Every time we use AI, we're contributing to the machine itself and the productivity of that machine. It needs our data, it needs our ideas, it needs our mind. This is a collective project on the planet Earth. It is not one person doing it. There is no one father of AI. There is no one builder of AI, no one people of AI. It is a human project, and we're all involved. So what comes from it is all our responsibility as well. Whether you believe it or not, we're creating a new sentient intelligence on this planet Earth that we're going to have to get along with. And that's interesting because it's already been hard getting along with humans. Maybe we're creating something to check us because we don't know how to check ourselves. We are often the people who are, constantly indulging in the thought of doomsday. And I think that indulgence starts to create a self-fulfilling prophecy to accelerate the speed of that doom. Or will it create a utopia? Will we crack the human conundrum, right, of poverty, of crime, of fear? Will we get rid of those things and create machines that allow us to all live at the levels in which we want to? Is this where we're going? This is the battle for the future. There are those who have their plans. They're synced in with those plans. They're deep in their story. They have a complexity and a web on this planet Earth. And they believe that they are chosen to take the Earth in one direction. And then there's the glitch in that plan. Those who become the super minds, right? Strong enough to override the plans of the so-called master elites, the chosen ones, the ones who refuse to live in a time where they're creating new slaves, because we know that we can be ushered into a period of peace and prosperity for the next 1,000 years, or we can go into a hellish cycle being enslaved by a new machine. Which future are we creating? And for yourself, what future are you creating? And if you want to know which one, think about what thoughts inhabit your mind the most. What words that you say the most. Think about the people that you're around the most. Think about the direction in which you think of a lower or higher. It will give you the direction of your life. And if you want to change the direction, change those things. If this frequency has reached you, it is because it was supposed to. At this moment in time, you're supposed to hear my voice. You're supposed to see the sun, moon, and star. You're supposed to think. And you're supposed to course correct. Peace to the gods.